The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
And now we bring in Dalton Brown to the conversation here as we continue to talk about eye care. And we welcome Ms. Jaya Lakshmi Tilak and Ms. Kyla Salvery to the Lunchtime Doctor. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So we are talking about eye injury prevention this month. So can you start by telling us a little bit about what Eye Injury Prevention Month is all about?
Sure. Well, basically, Eye Injury Prevention Month is observed each year in the month of October and is usually dedicated towards raising awareness about the importance of protecting our eyes from injuries, whether it's at work or during sporting activities or even at home. There are numerous risks to our eye health. And our goal, not just here at Dalton Brown, but all optometrists, is to educate the public on safety measures and to promote regular eye examinations for early detection of any sort of possible issues that may occur. So overall, it's just a gentle reminder to take proactive steps to safeguard our vision.
Okay, thank you so much for that insightful description of what Eye Injury Prevention Month is. And as we look at it, what are some of the common types of eye injuries that do occur on a daily basis? And can you tell our listeners what can cause these injuries? What are the symptoms they will experience and some of the possible treatment options that are available?
So for example, some of the most common things that we would see on a regular basis at the clinic here at Dalton Brown would be a corneal abrasion or corneal scratch. Usually that occurs from like foreign objects, whether it's like dust or sand or even your eyelashes, where it scratches the surface of the cornea. And a lot of the time those patients will present to the clinic with like sudden pain in the eye. They might have like very watery eyes, or their eyes may appear a bit red. They may complain of being extremely sensitive to bright lights, or they may feel as though there's something within the eye. Sometimes they may encounter blurred vision, and a lot of the time in contact lens patients, especially in the females who doesn't cut their fingernails, or you know, they have these very beautiful nails, and they are trying to remove a contact lens by mistake, sometimes they tend to scratch the cornea. One very good thing is that it can heal on its own depending on the layer in which it's scratched. So it's important that if a patient do encounter any of these symptoms, that they can come into the clinic for us to be able to assess their eyes. Another very important thing, now that Christmas and Diwali is around the area and, you know, everyone is cleaning up their homes, they tend to use a lot of cleaning agents. So whether it's like bleach or lye or maybe the purple blaster, for etc., like things that like acids or alkalis found in the household cleaners or certain industrial chemicals or even certain foods, you know, if that goes within the eye, then you need to immediately rinse the eye for about 10 to 15 minutes with clean saline solution. And you know, they would encounter things like their eyes burning, they experience redness or swelling, their eyes watering, as well as blurred or visual changes. Ms. Salvery, would you like to add to the list of some other common causes?
Yeah, so you could also have traumatic injuries from like foreign objects. So this would be things like, you know, metal shards or wood splinters. So people that do a lot of woodwork or civil engineers, people who are in construction, they tend to be at a higher risk of foreign objects getting into contact with the eye and possibly scratching the eye, like Mr. Lack just mentioned. And a lot of them would experience like sudden sharp pain, especially to the front of the eyes. They might notice that their vision changes, so they may not be seeing as clearly as they will prior to the injury. And if they look closely, like in a mirror or something, they might actually see that object lodged into the cornea, the clear part of the front of the eye. So it's important that they don't try to remove it on their own, because they could actually cause more damage to themselves. If they want, they could rinse the eye very gently with some clean water or some saline solution. If they have those eye washes that they that you can get in the pharmacies on hand, they could use that as well. If you have some bleeding to the front of the eyes, you could cover it gently, but try not to apply pressure to the front of the eye, because that could actually increase the bleeding. And ultimately, you need to seek medical help as quickly as possible, because either eye specialist or someone in accident and emergency will be able to safely remove the object for you. Because, you know, in the panic of just having the injury to you, you might, you know, forcefully lodge the object deeper into the eye than you intended and different things like that. So it's a lot safer if you seek medical help outside. And you could also get things like burns to the front of the eye. So burns could be thermal, so you can get that from like hot liquids, or if the eye is close to open flame. Or you could even get UV burns from like the sun, or I don't know if anyone knows about welder's arc. Those people that do welding, if you're not wearing the correct eye protection, the radiation from those sparks could actually burn the front of the eye as well. And both of those would cause pain and redness to the front of the eyes. You could even get swelling or blisters. And, well, your vision can also change as well. And with these type of injuries, it's important that you don't rub the eyes, because especially with the things like the blisters, you could actually rub off the, you know, like the top layer of the skin, which would make the injury a lot harder to treat. And in terms of the radiation, while you're waiting to seek medical help, you could apply a cool compress or a clean, damp, cool cloth just to soothe the pain a little bit, but you really want to seek either eye care professional or accident and emergency as quickly as possible. And the last most common injury that we tend to see here would be blunt force trauma. So this is things from like sporting injuries, or I mean, hopefully not, but if a child gets into a fight in school, you know, those types of injuries tend to be the blunt force traumas, and they cause bruising or even more severe injuries to the eye structure. So you could get pain and swelling around the eyes, you could get bleeding under the eye. So that's when you might notice that someone has a black eye, because they have a collection of blood under the skin. And again, you know, you'll have vision disturbances, so their vision would be decreased. So in those cases, you can apply an ice pack. You don't want to apply the ice directly onto the skin. You want to wrap the ice in a clean cloth and then just hold it over the eyes. Avoid rubbing or applying too much pressure to the eyes, and just seek medical attention as quickly as possible.
So I guess we touched a little bit on what a person should do immediately after they sustain an eye injury, but are there any other tips that you have for a person who has immediately gotten some sort of injury in the eye? What should they do in that very moment?
Well, the first things first, as a first aider, they always tell us to stay calm. And, you know, if something do go into your eye, you want to try to flush it out as best as you can. And for more serious injuries, then you would want to seek, like Ms. Aubrey would have mentioned, is that you would want to consult with your optometrist or medical practitioner to ensure that everything is healing well, and also that they can take a closer look at it.
And what are some of the risks of ignoring an eye injury, even if it seems very minor at first?
Well, basically, ignoring an eye injury could actually lead to more serious complications, such as, especially if there's a open scratch or so and it doesn't heal properly, then you at a chance or risk of getting scarring, even an eye infection, or even permanent vision loss in the case of like blunt force trauma, etc. And remember that the eyes are very delicate organs, and even small injuries can have long-lasting effects if not treated properly. So it's very, very important, even if you have the smallest little scratch, and, you know, just out of the side of, like, caution, you should seek professional advice. If you experience any type of little injuries or so, you feel like something goes within the eye, because from time to time, it's very common here in Dalton Brown that we get a lot of patients come in and be like, you know, I was cleaning today and cobwebbing and I feel like something went into my eye. Could you just take a look? And, you know, a lot of times when we do take a look, you know, we have a lot of instruments. Like one of the things that we have now is something called the Rensado Rens. where we actually flush out, like in the event if a patient does come and explain that they have some sort of discomfort, we do flush the eyes with saline solution. A lot of the times it does make a very big difference. So if any patient that might be listening on the air are experiencing, like while they're cleaning, just come in and we'd love to take a look at their eyes and see how best we can help them out.
And what would you say are the risks of, what are there any actual tips that you can offer to our listeners on how to protect their eyes during daily activities, like say they're cooking or gardening or cleaning? What are some of the things that they can do to protect their eyes from becoming injured?
Mm-hmm. So for things like cooking, it's a lot easier if you already wear glasses, because we normally just recommend that you wear your habitual pair of glasses just to protect the eyes from anything like splashing into it, particularly if you're cooking with things like onions. If you're using a lot of acidic foods, that would be useful. And even if you don't wear glasses, nothing wrong with putting on like a pair of safety goggles, you know, just to make sure that you protect the eyes. Be cautious with knives. So, you know, make sure that the surface that you're cutting on is very stable so that the knife doesn't slip and, you know, accidentally go into the eye. And if you're over the pots with a lot of steam, you know, again, wear the protective eyewear just to prevent like splashes from that hot liquid or the steam getting into the eyes. For things like gardening, you definitely want to protect the eyes from the dirt and the dust and the debris outside, because with plant matter, if you have a tiny scar to the front of the eye, even if you don't notice it, but there is a tiny injury to the front of the eye, you tend to get this really bad fungal infection if you get any of those, like the dirt or even the little chemicals that naturally sprout from the plants, like when you're trimming the hedges and stuff. I had a patient just this week that came in with that. He said he was cutting the hedges and some of the milk from the plant got into the eyes, and he had a really bad scar to the front of the eyes. So whenever you're gardening, you really want to try to wear those safety glasses or wear your habitual pair of glasses. You can even protect your eyes from the sun, because remember I spoke about the UV burns as well. So, you know, wearing your polarized sunglasses, wearing a broad rim hat to protect your eyes from the sun. And in terms of things like generalized cleaning, so as Mr. Lack mentioned, with Diwali and Christmas coming up, you know, everybody's going to be using a lot of different cleaning products. And I think what people don't notice is that even the fumes from those products can actually irritate the eyes. People think, you know, it just irritates your nose or your throat because you're inhaling the fumes. So sometimes they'll put on a mask, which is good, mm-hmm. but they tend to ignore their eyes. And even with contact lens patients, those fumes can actually be trapped in the contact lens, yeah. and then it would badly irritate the eyes every time you try to put on that lens, no matter how hard you try to clean it sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
So in a case like that, like if they do get some sort of cleaning agents like on the contact lenses, just take them out immediately and discard them and still do the rinse with the eye. Mm-hmm. And just out of safety precaution, you could visit the optometrist just to ensure that, you know, there's nothing lodged or trapped beneath that contact lens mm-hmm. that's causing any further damage or exposure to the cornea.
And I'm sure that we touched a bit on using that protective eyewear in what you just said, but can you just reiterate the importance of using that eyewear when performing certain tasks?
Sure. So basically, like Ms. Aubrey would have mentioned, in terms of injury prevention, so like, you know, for example, at work, whether people are within the construction or manufacturing or within certain sports, it tends to shield against any sort of impact that might happen. So the first importance would be injury prevention. Also, it helps reduce any sort of vision loss. So like there are many eye injuries that could actually lead to chronic issues, such as like cataracts, glaucoma, even permanent vision loss. So protective eyewear actually minimizes the risk by acting as a barrier against these potential hazards. Like she would have mentioned, is that, you know, when you head out in the sun, make sure and wear like your sunglasses, because any sort of excess exposure to UV rays can cause like the development of early cataracts in the eye. It also helps with enhanced performance, so like for clarity and focus. And it's really, really good. A lot of the time, especially in terms of legal and workplace compliance, a lot of workplaces that require PPE, you know, they do require you to wear some sort of safety glasses or goggles. So it's very, very important, because it kind of helps, you know, just not only protect the workers, but also helps organizations like avoid any sort of legal liabilities. So these are some of the importance of using protective eyewear.
And are there different types of protective eyewear for different activities?
Yes, so you have things like safety goggles, which would be ideal for environments with like potential chemical exposure, or if you have a lot of flying debris or intense light, those would be good for those, because they completely enclose the eyes, so they provide a ideally they should provide a secure fit to prevent any of those contaminants coming into contact with the eyes. So those would be good for people who work in like laboratories, would work in construction sites and stuff like that. And similarly, you have safety glasses, which is suitable for general workplace hazards. You know, it offers protection, and most of them can actually be placed over your habitual pair of glasses if you don't want to put the actual prescription in safety glasses. And these tend to be a little bit more lightweight, and they'll have side shields to prevent things from coming into contact with the eyes from the front and the sides as well. And then you have sunglasses to protect the eyes from UV, so those harmful ultraviolet rays when you're outdoors. But you need to make sure that whatever protection you're wearing, it blocks 100% of the UVA and the UVB rays for it to be effective. You also have sports glasses, so those are designed for sports and activities, protecting the athletes from impacts or debris from whatever activity they're doing. And they're usually made from a more durable, impact-resistant material like polycarbonate. And they tend to be more lightweight, and they have adjustable straps and stuff to make sure that the fit is as secure as possible, so that, you know, it doesn't move about and increase the risk of injury during sports and activities. And then we also have those face shields that got a lot more popular during COVID as well. And these can actually be used in conjunction with your habitual glasses or with safety goggles as well. And they just protect the entire face, eyes included, from splashes, flying particles, heat. And you can actually get them clear, or you can get them tinted depending on what is the task that you're doing. And then the last thing would be those welding helmets. So this is to prevent those welding arc injuries that I was talking about, those radiant burns to the front of the eyes. And as I said, they're specifically designed for welders to provide the eye and the face with protection from those sparks. And they're equipped with the dark lenses to shield the eyes. And they often include like a flip-down face shield. So when they're actually doing the welding, they could put it down, and then when they finish and they're just assessing the work that they did, they could flip it up. So it's very convenient for them as well.
Yeah, because welder's arc is like very, very painful.
But are children more vulnerable, would you say, to eye injuries? And what can parents do to protect their kids?
I would say yes, because you know, they tend to be a lot more active and running around, and you know, they don't really fully understand the risk of certain activities. So like, I'll give you an example. So I had a parent come in, and she was playing, she was playing with her nephew, and he was playing with a Nerf gun, and he shot her right at her eye. And she came in and she had a lot of pain and discomfort, and her eyes were red and watering. And she was, you know, in so much discomfort. So I think that parents should always ensure that, you know, they should lead by example. They can model good habits by wearing protective eyewear during certain activities. You know, they should tell their kids, you know, try not to play with certain types of sharp objects or toys. Don't aim it at anyone, especially in the face. They should encourage safe practices while playing. So educating children on the importance of eye safety can go a very, very long way, you know, and they are indeed vulnerable to eye injuries, as well as the parents are also vulnerable to eye injuries if the child does not practice good safety habits.
Yeah.
And have there been any new innovations recently in eye protection or safety gear that you are excited about?
Yeah, there have actually been advances in the lightweight and durable materials for the eyewear, which makes it a lot more comfortable for people to wear those protective glasses. And they also have more specialized goggles designed for specific activities like biking, skiing, and even gaming. And as I had mentioned before, you could put your prescription in them now. So previously, you would have had to get ones that fit over your glasses.
Yeah.
But now you don't even have to worry about that. You could just put your prescription straight into it, which makes it a lot easier and a lot more likely for people to wear them, which is good.
Okay, And as we are coming to the close of our program, what would you say is the role of routine eye exams in detecting and, of course, addressing these potential issues that may arise from previous injuries or underlying conditions? And would you be able to explain to our listeners how eye exams can help in early detection and prevention of more serious issues?
Yes, for sure. So routine eye exams are really important when it comes to preventing those long-term problems that could result from the eye injuries or underlying conditions. And sometimes an eye can look or feel fine after an accident, but there may still be hidden damage like scarring, changes in the eye pressure, problems in the back of the eye. And during the eye exam, that's when we as the optometrists could spot those subtle changes early before they lead to the vision loss or other serious complications. So those regular checkups would also help us identify conditions that increase the risk of injury. For example, if the eyes are dry, if you have problems with your depth perception, so you have problems going down the stairs, crossing the road, different things like that, or even uncorrected vision, those could make you more likely to get into accidents at work or during sports or something like that, right? And just as importantly, we could give you advice on protective eyewear and safe visual habits, especially for people in high-risk jobs or activities. So even if your vision seems okay, the routine eye exams are really just a form of prevention. So they help to detect the hidden damage, support recovery, and then keep your eyes safe and healthy for the long run.
And finally, any closing thoughts on how people can take better care of their eyes this month and beyond?
Well, yes, eye safety is something that, you know, we should think about the year round, not just in the month of October when it's close to Diwali or close to Christmas, you know. This month is actually a very good reminder to take a step back and evaluate, you know, think about it. Are we really protecting our eyes in our daily lives? You know, whether it's at work or during a sporting play or even at home, you know, simple precautions can make a very big difference. And don't forget to schedule your regular eye examinations. They are very, very important in maintaining overall eye health. Here at Dalton Brown, we are very privileged and we have the honor of having different machines that we can check, not just the front surface of your eyes, but also the back of the eyes as well. So like, for example, if you do suffer from any sort of injuries, you know, we have the OCT machine that could look beneath the 10 layers of the retina to see if there's any sort of swelling or bleeding or detachments or anything like that. So any listeners that want to contact us, you know, they can come into our office. We are located at the corner of Queen and Susano Street in Arima, or they could give us a call at 667-3115 or 299-3115, and we'd be happy to take a look at their eyes and see exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much for enlightening us about Eye Injury Prevention Month. And I'm sure that all our listeners are very much grateful for the information they received on, of course, protecting their eyes and preventing injuries and complications. So thank you. And of course, we'll see you again next month for another enlightening episode when it comes to our eye.
Thank you so much. You could stay tuned to us next month. We're going to be doing It's Diabetic Awareness Month.
Yes, definitely.
And Dr. Dean, thank you so much for joining us inside the Lunchtime Doctor.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.